Oh, Dr. Kevin Most is here. You know, Doc, you got anything for my, apparently my Vyvanse hasn't kicked in this morning. You got anything else for me?
Well, you know, you can tell when Sandberg's out of the office. You told me Sandberg's out on the street. So, I mean, the whole show goes, you know, in the toilet once she's gone.
There's no question. All right. So we just want to remind people of a couple of key things to think about today. Obviously, don't walk outside from the East Bank Club to the show. Other than that moronic move, what should people be thinking about today? A, if they have to be outside, or B, if they've been outside and they've got a health concern.
And please tell me Pat Brady at least had a hat on for that
walk.
Okay, good. You know, Steve, probably the biggest thing is preparation and making sure that you're safe when you go outside. Make sure that you're dressed appropriately. We're talking about wind chills that can cause frostbite within 5 minutes. So that 10-minute walk from the train to your office is dangerous now. So to make sure that you have a hat on, cover as much exposed skin as you possibly can. Be really careful about your ears as well as your fingers and your feet. Those are probably the biggest points. And think about preparation. Forget about gym shoes from the train today and tomorrow. These should be insulated boots, you know, and be as function over fashion, as I say.
You know, I don't even own insulated boots. You know when I realized that? When I looked in the closet this morning to see where my boots were. So that's a purchase that needs to be made, even if you only use them once a year. There's a guy in Naperville who worked at the southernmost tip of Antarctica for 3 months and had some how to stay warm tips, one of which I'd never heard before. And Doc, you and I are good friends, but I don't know that I'd ask. He said one of the greatest ways to warm up cold hands is in the bare armpits of someone near you who obviously gives you permission to do that. If I have to go to sticking my hands in your armpits, maybe it's over for me.
Point, but it is true. We generate a lot of heat there, and it stays in that area, and it's controlled heat. We talk about when people come inside, don't rub your hands, don't put them under water unless you know that that someone's tested that water. Don't put them in front of an oven. We know if you put them underneath your arm or armpits or someone else's armpits, we know it's a controlled warming, and it's much safer for you.
Doc, you know, obviously you on our website, WGNRadio.com, you can see the notes from our conversation on Monday, but if someone has exposed themselves to the elements and their skin is showing signs of frostbite, when do they go to the emergency room?
Yeah, Justin, it's a great question because when we look at things and we say, gosh, if you had a chance that you had frostbite, we want you to gradually warm them in a very controlled environment. Nothing worse than having frostbite, warming them up and saying, now I'm going to go to the emergency room and ending up with frostbite again on top of it. So the big thing there is getting in as soon as you possibly can to a warm environment and gradually warming them. Going to the emergency room is appropriate, but remember, what we're going to do is the exact same thing that you can do in your home. The repercussions of frostbite are more longer term than acute, so probably the biggest thing is get you to a safe, warm place as quickly as possible. If that's a home over the emergency room, that's appropriate.
And thanks to all the EMTs and the cops and the firemen and obviously the emergency room nurses and doctors working today. This is not the normal gig to be treating frostbite, but I know, for instance, at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital, you guys have laid in special supplies for things like this that you don't see every day.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the emergency room is ready with warmed IV fluids already, you know, warm blankets, extra blankets. We're very in tune to this. We know we're going to see people with cold exposure. And again, like you just said, thanks to the EMTs, to the paramedics, to the firefighters, those guys who are responding to these calls right now. And I tell people, stay home if possible, unless you're in a position where you have to be, and, you know, appreciate the nurses and doctors who have shown up because we have to be open. But the rest of us, I think, you know, a day or two working from home will be much safer for you.
You're talking about crucial people like talk show hosts.
Yeah, talk show hosts especially, exactly. Those, they should probably stay at the Swiss Hotel.
Super Joe's mom is a nurse at a pediatrician's office, and she is wearing a pineapple shirt today for warmth, just like Super Joe's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
That's great. Your mom copied you. It's unbelievable. It's outrageous. Thank you, Doc.
You got it. Talk to you guys soon.
See you later. It's Dr. Thanks, Kevin Doc. Most.